When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking about finding love exactly the way you are. I think this is so extremely important, especially for all the girls out there who are putting so much pressure on themselves to find their person, and they really want to find, you know, the right guy for them. And obviously when you're dating, there is a lot of pressure, because for us women, we have the mindset of like timelines, and everything has to happen by this age in order for things to go smoothly and whatnot. And even aside from like biological timelines, there's also just the timelines that we kind of like set for ourselves. I know I can think back to high school. I'm like, oh yeah, right after college, I'm gonna be married and I'm gonna have a bunch of kids, and I wanted to have 4 kids by 30 years old. And now I am, we're in October, so November, December, January, February. Now I am 4 months away from 30 and I have 0 kids. So riddle me that, okay? My life has not gone according to the plans that I set for myself at, say, 14 years old. And I know that I am not alone in that. I know that there are tons of girls out there who are in their 20s who thought they, or maybe in their 30s, whatever, who thought they would have been married by now. They would have had kids by now. And since that's not happening, they go on these dates, maybe dating apps or guys that they're meeting out, and there's so much pressure on getting it right and doing it perfect and making sure this guy is the guy and just trying to get guys to stay for as long as they possibly can, because women, you know, well, also just people in general, are so used to dating being like a revolving door, you know, like one person in, one person out, like it just keeps on moving. And you get exhausted from that. You get sick of that. And I think that when women have that feeling of like, when is it going to be my turn? They start to overanalyze and overthink themselves, everything about themselves, their personality, their looks, like. And then you want to try to change things and manipulate things and say, okay, well, if I do this to my hair, or if I do this to my face, if I get these cosmetics done, then I'll look prettier. And that's a point. That's a plus. And then if I change this about my personality and I stop doing that thing that I think is maybe annoying, then that's a point. That's a plus there. And now I'm just going to mold myself into like this perfect person that any guy would want to be with, so I can't possibly mess it up, because now I look the part and I'm acting the part and I'm great and I'm perfect. And well, I'm sorry to say, but that is not sustainable. That does not last. You can only wear a mask for so long. And I relate to this topic myself. I resonate so deeply and so personally, because I've been there. I've done that. You can think of me like your, you know, big sister who's already experienced this. Or if you're older than me, you can think of this like your extremely wise little sister who maybe experienced a lot. And when I was going out with guys, I had this thing where I hated being an oversharer. And I was trying so hard not to be. But what it comes down to is that is just who I am. To my core, since I'm a little girl, I mean, I was a straight A student, A's across the board in all my classes, with a C in conduct. And, you know, had little, you know, on like your report card, there would be like a note for the parents. There was always a note in there, like chatterbox, talks too much. And then there's the parent-teacher conference. And I always had my teachers telling my parents that I'm disruptive because I'm too talkative in class and I distract everybody. I mean, look at what I grew up to be. I'm a literal podcast host and content creator for a living. Like, talking is my full-time job, okay? So mysterious energy is just simply not my energy. And I also have a lot of self-awareness, which I feel like is to a fault. So when I was dating, I was catching myself like going on and like telling stories and talking for so long and sharing so much information and things that like you shouldn't necessarily share on the first date or you don't need to share on the first date. It's like, okay, let the guy get to know you before you share that information. And, you know, I would catch myself even in the moment doing it, but it was like I couldn't stop myself. I was like so hyper aware of it, but it's like the brake doesn't work. Like I can't put it in park. Like it just, it's not working. And I have a friend who at that time I had been talking to who has really mastered like mysterious energy. And when she would go on dates with guys, they were telling her how like magnetic it is of her to have this like way about her that, you know, pulls them in and drives them to want more. And I want to get to know more about you. And because you've shared little to no information. And now I'm like curious, you know, I want to peel back the layers. I want to poke and prod and figure you out. And with me, like there was just nothing to figure out. Like I laid it all out there. I showed all my cards. I was just, oh, what do you want to know? I'll tell you. And so I was talking to that friend and I guess, yeah, getting some advice or whatever, just expressing myself. And so she was like, I used to be that way, but someone told me once this saying that was like, if you want a new reality, you need a new personality. And so I just started to adapt to that and started to say, okay, what is the reality that I want? Now, what is the personality that aligns with that reality? If I want to be more magnetic, if I want to, you know, call in more guys or, you know, whatever, drive them to want to know more about me, then I need to be more mysterious. And so when she shared that with me, I was like, oh my God, this is it. I'm going to have a new personality. And to be honest, I can't even tell you if I successfully achieved that once. Like, I don't even know if I tried it one time. I don't know if I ever, I really can't remember because I've been with my boyfriend for so long now that when I think back to dates that I had gone on, there's such a blurry, vague memory for me that I'm like, did I ever even pull it off once? Like, was I ever mysterious on a date? I really don't remember. And I kept saying, you know, to myself, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to find my man. This is how I'm going to find my person. And then I met my person, I met my boyfriend, I went out with him. I was my typical self. And fast forward to later on, you know, what all the girls do when you have a boyfriend, it's like, what did you first like about me? Why did you like me? Why did you go out with me again? What was your first impression of me? Like, we all want to hear them tell us over and over and over all the things that they liked about us and noticed about us from the beginning. And so I asked my boyfriend those questions, what he liked about me. And he told me straight up, he liked that I was talkative and it showed that I was down to earth. And he had met a lot of girls and gone out with a lot of girls who have a more like stuck up vibe, who are hard to have like a real conversation with. And then he met me and I basically didn't shut the fuck up. And I was like the complete opposite. And it made him comfortable. And we talked about a lot. And I was just like, wait, this is the one thing that I was hoping to not do for all this time. I was hoping to not be that oversharing, talkative person. And then when it came to meeting my person, that's what he liked about me. That's what he loved about me. And it just goes to show that your person will find your quirks endearing. Your person will love those things about you that other people didn't understand, that other people didn't see the charm in. They will find it charming and cute and funny and even a little sexy that you're just who you are. And obviously for me, well, for him, I think he saw that it radiated confidence in me because he was like, yeah, like you were so clearly confident in what you were saying and obviously in just who you are because I was sharing my opinions and talking. And like, you know, oftentimes people don't want to put their foot in their mouth or they don't want to say the wrong thing or they don't want to do the wrong thing. So they kind of, you know, keep their cards close to their chest. And because I was so opposite of that, it showed confidence in just me knowing who I am and understanding who I am. And I do think that could be intimidating for some people. On the other end, aside from intimidating, I also think some people might just not like it. It might just be too much for some people. It might be overbearing. I'm sure there are guys I went out with who was just like, this girl is way too much for me, too much energy. And then I do know that there were also guys I went out with who were intimidated by my big personality because they couldn't match that energy. They weren't on the same level. And so there's all different reasons why who you are won't be right for the wrong people, because you'll never be right for the wrong people. For the wrong people, you will always either be too much or not enough. But for the right people, you'll be perfect. They won't be able to get enough of you. How could you be too much? They want more. How could you be too little? They want more. You're just right. And when I really reflect and think about it, like why I wanted to change that, I don't even really know where those beliefs came from. And I challenge you girls who may struggle with this in whatever way. You might not be an oversharer. You might not be the yapper type. You might have a different thing about you that you want. It might be the opposite. You might be like, I hate that I'm so shy. I hate that I don't talk at all. So when you think about where these beliefs came from, you have to question, is this an original belief? Like, did this just come from me, my gut, my head, my heart? Did I create this belief? Or has it been influenced by others? And I think maybe some of it was subconsciously influenced by others for me, because obviously we're consuming so much on social media and watching TikToks and whatnot. And I feel like when I was seeing the girls who were having what seemed to me like more success in dating, I was like, wow, I'm completely opposite of those girls. So if they're having success, I got to take a page out of their book. I do also think, in addition to it being influenced in that way, it also was a subconscious insecurity as well, because I feel like, like I said, because I have so much self-awareness, I really overanalyze a lot of the things that I say and do. And there were so many times where I would go home after and be like, why the fuck did I say that? And so that really came from my own place of overanalyzing, being hyper aware, which causes insecurities at some point. And so as time went on and I was able to reflect and look back, I think it was so important to really be able to figure out where this stems from, where these beliefs come from. And so I want you girls to do that yourselves and say, you know, with whatever my insecurities are, with whatever I feel like I want to change, why? Ask yourself, why? Is it an original belief? Or has it been influenced by others? And I don't mean influenced only by people online, because sometimes there's family members and friends who get in your head too, who tell you, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, that needs to change. Or maybe even like an ex or a shitty dating experience that you had and a guy tells you, you know, he doesn't like this about you, or you know how sometimes those manipulative exes are, where they bring up certain things, especially things that they know are a weakness of yours or an insecurity of yours, and they throw it back in your face and they make you really like think about it a little too much. And now it like wraps you up, like you get so absorbed in the thoughts and now it's consuming your brain, and then it's just, you spiral. Girls, we gotta talk. I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine if you had the tools to stop settling and start raising your standards and start getting everything you want. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out with my Queens of Confidence digital program. It's an 8-module program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts, worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program. Topics include the 5 levels of the self, external validation, feminine and masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and more. You get instant access to the entire program right now, and you can watch and learn at your own pace because it's yours forever. And right now, it's on a limited time discount, so you can have it all for a discounted price if you buy now. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's one of the best investments I ever made. Vic is an expert when it comes to confidence. I love how comfortable she made me feel, but at the same time, she told me exactly what I needed to hear so I can grow. In only a couple of weeks, my life is already changing." So girls, invest in yourself. You're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you. Head to victoriaalerio.com or click the link in the show notes and get the program on a discounted rate for a limited time now. I know every girl that struggles with her weight is sick of being told diet and exercise only by doctors when it comes to weight loss strategies, because sometimes there's more to it. A friend of mine was actually denied safe and affordable medications and told to get a bike. But I just found Mochi Health, a telehealth platform for weight loss that's dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care. Mochi Health includes visits with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultants, and medication delivered right to your door, including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compounded versions that are actually affordable and accessible regardless of insurance coverage. Their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle and help you reach your weight loss goals by making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. So get started at joinmochi.com and be sure to use my code FORTHEGIRLS to get $40 off. That's joinmochi.com and code FORTHEGIRLS for $40 off. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I think when it comes to rewiring your brain, step one is being able to answer the question of why you want to change these things, where the beliefs came from. And then once you have that answered, and yes, I do think you should journal about it and really just like get all your feelings out there. But once you have this question answered, then you're going to shift your mindset to, why would I want to be with someone that I'm not even comfortable being myself with? That is the question. Why would I want to be with a guy who I have to change certain things about myself to be with? Because what it comes down to is this: the right guy for you is going to make you feel so beautiful even when you don't feel beautiful, even when you feel gross. So it's not like the right guy for you would ever bring out insecurities in you physically. They would never make you feel like you need to change your hair, change, you know, the way that you look. why this is okay. Here's my problem. I cannot even say certain sentences because if you're anything like me, certain words trigger certain songs and certain moments. So like me saying change your hair makes me want to say right now, like, you can change your hair and you can change your clothes. You can change your mind. That's just the way it goes. You could say goodbye and you could say hello, but you'll always find your way back. Okay, so Hannah Montana just came to my head as soon as I said change your hair. This is like a thing between my cousin and me where all you have to say is like one certain sentence, one key word, and then we just break out in song. But anyway, my point is the right guy for you. It's just never going to bring out insecurities and never make you feel like you need to make certain changes to yourself physically. And then the same for internally and your personality. And they're not going to, the right guy for you is not going to tell you, you do this wrong, you do that wrong, I don't like this about you, this needs to change. They're not going to trigger these certain feelings from you. They're not going to bring up insecurities within you. And if they did, why would you even want to be with them? Why should you have to cater to someone who has a problem with you when you could be with someone who has no problems with you? It also goes back to a point that I've brought up so many times, which is when dating, stop worrying about whether or not they like you and start asking yourself, do I even like them? And I don't know where this really comes from. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that women and girls just want to be picked by someone. They just want to have someone finally say, you're the one, you're perfect, you're mine, this is it, I pick you, I choose you, I love you, so on and so forth. And so the mindset in dating really oftentimes turns into, does he like me? What could I change to make sure he likes me? And when you're so wrapped up in that and consumed with making sure he likes you, you're making no time to actually analyze and vet him and say, but do I like him? Because what is there to like about someone who doesn't desire you exactly the way that you are? He might be funny and cute and sexy and has good money and has a good job and all that, but so what? So do millions of other guys. More importantly than all of those things, all of the surface level shit, is who that man is and if he is right for you. Because again, someone could have all the great things on the surface, but still not be right for you. So if you're so worried about him liking you and picking you and choosing you based on the surface, have you even given a thought to if this guy would be right for you emotionally? Is there a soul connection? Can you actually connect like heart to heart? Is there that real spark there? I'm not talking about the chemistry spark. I'm talking about the like, we are meant to be together spark, because there's a big difference. You could have chemistry with a lot of guys and it's still not the same as having that feeling of like, you are for me and I am for you. Quite frankly, I don't even think it would be possible to feel that spark if it's not reciprocated. I think it has to be a mutual spark. It cannot be one-sided. You cannot be like, we are perfect together. We are meant to be. He is for me. I am for him. If he does not feel the same way, that spark only exists when it is a true soul connection that goes both ways. So you have to be able to answer the question of, do I like him? Not just, does he like me? Sure, he could like you. But more importantly is, how does he make you feel and how do you feel about him? And when you are doing this analysis and figuring out how you actually feel about this person, I really, truly challenge you to not romanticize this man, because that makes things a whole lot harder when you see things in a very gray, nuanced, romanticized way rather than with clarity, with, you know, clear glasses on in black and white. I actually had someone send a Dear Victoria submission and, you know, she says in it, like, even if your advice hurts me, like, just be blunt and help me figuring out what I should do because I really want this to work out. So, like, what do I do? And it's the same thing that I'm going to say in just about every single episode. Like, I think when you ask these questions, you already have the answer. You wouldn't even be asking me if you thought like this was going the right way. If things felt right, if he was pursuing you properly, If everything felt like it made sense, you wouldn't even be emailing me. You wouldn't even be asking me. And so in that submission and just in general, there was like this topic of her having to constantly do the most. Like, if they're going to talk, it's only because she talks to him. If they're going to hang out, it's because she initiates the plans. Like, she has to do a lot. And like, I noticed that this is a thing too, where girls have been convinced that that's normal or that that's what they should be doing. And I just could not, that to me could not be further from the truth. It's similar to the saying of, you know, when they're like, well, relationships are hard and things are hard. Like, it shouldn't be, actually. Things should be hard when you and your partner, who are committed and totally in love with each other, are going through hard things together. And it's you and this person versus the problem. And you figure out really how to be a team together, and you face adversity together, and you go through some hard shit that may, you know, put some trials and tribulations in place, and it may test your relationship, but it's not like testing your relationship to the point where the question is whether or not he would even still see you if you don't make the plans with him. It's a different sort of test. It's like, wow, are we strong enough to make it through this really, really tough thing that we are faced with? So when it comes to dating or relationships being hard in the sense that you and him wouldn't even see each other if you weren't constantly making this effort because he's so busy or he has this going on or you're just simply not a priority for him, that's not it. This part should be the easy part. This should be the fun, honeymoon, butterflies, chemistry phase. Like, that's what should be happening now. This should be the easiest part of your relationship, the hanging out part, the getting to know each other part. During this time period, it's like you have nothing to worry about. It's only good things happening. It's just fun. And it's, you know, not to say naive, but like, ignorance is bliss. It's like, maybe we don't know each other fully yet, and so we don't know the worst things about each other yet, but we're gonna learn them someday, and we're just getting close and we're having fun, and this is just easy. Like, this is how that should be. Like, walking on cloud nine. That's what the vibe should be right now. So if you're like, well, you know, dating is hard, relationships are hard, like, girl, no. And if you're trying to figure out how he feels about you or if he even likes you at all, again, girl, no. Your energy is far too consumed in getting this person to like you, and your energy should be fully focused on yourself and what you enjoy and what brings you peace and what makes you feel good about yourself and what makes you just be yourself. You just being your undeniable, unapologetic, amazing self, that's the only place your energy should be. And he should be magnetized to your energy if he is the guy for you. Whether you are mysterious or not, whether you pull back or not, it doesn't matter. You should just be who you are, and that should be enough. You should have the clarity, and you will and would have the clarity with the guy that's meant for you and when you find the guy that's meant for you. So if you don't have the clarity, if you feel like you're not doing things right, if you feel like you need to change things, if you feel like it's too hard, it's confusing, and blah, 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 do I even need to say it? Because I'm pretty sure you all have the answer. And when you finally get all of that down pat and you shift your mindset, dating becomes easier, relationships become easier, your vision is clear. You don't have this negative mindset that dating is so hard and all of these things need to be put in place in order for me to find my guy. Nope. You're gonna find him. It'll be easy. It might be hard to navigate dating when you deal with, you know, the wrong guys. Obviously, been there, done that. But it won't be when you find the right guy. And that, girls, is all we have for today. But before we go, I need your help, specifically with YouTube. If you girls don't know, I upload all my episodes to YouTube. Obviously, they don't all have video, so most of them are just audio, but I do upload the video version of my guest episodes. So if there's ever any guest episodes that you want to watch, you're always welcome to watch. I also upload most of my TikToks and things like that. So I have a lot of videos on there. There's like well over 200 videos. If you can, please help me out by liking, commenting, and subscribing to get my YouTube onto the right algorithm, because for some reason, my YouTube has made its way to the boys and my channel is for the girls. The username is for the girls. The name on the page is for the girls. The name on the icon is for the girls. The banner says every day is for the girls. Everything is for the girls, for the girls. The hashtags and whatnot. So I have no idea how I ended up here. But most of my YouTube following is made up of guys. And they comment all my videos arguing with me. I've never experienced this before. I've been a content creator for 10 years. My analytics have always been 90% female, 10% male. And for some reason, my YouTube ended up mostly male, very small amount of females, and I have no women commenting my stuff because they're not even seeing it. It's all men arguing with me, being like, this advice sucks. Oh, you're gonna end up alone with 10 cats. Like, what? Like, these people are just weird and creepy and angry. They comment talking about body count. I'm like, oh my God, this is what happens in this neck of the woods. They comment asking me, oh yeah, what's your body count? If you're giving all this dating advice, let's hear how many guys you've... I'm like, oh my God, you should not even be allowed on social media because you don't even have conversation etiquette. Like, what even is that? And it's scary. I don't like it over here. So what I really need is any girl who has a YouTube account to follow, like the videos, comment the videos. Please just help my channel get over to the girl side because it's getting dark and I do not like it. And while you're at it, if you have not yet left me a review and a rating where you listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please do so. You could leave 5 stars on Spotify, 5 stars on Apple. You could leave a general review of the whole show on Apple. And then you can answer the questions per episode on Spotify where it says, what did you think of this episode? You could respond there and leave a little review for each episode. But yeah, I need any and all help that I could possibly get. I appreciate you girls so much. Help me fix my YouTube. Leave some reviews where you listen. And that is all we have for today. Thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.